My name is Uche Ali and I host a podcast called My Marriage Podcast. This is a podcast for men to help them to become a better, loving husband, and for women to find their voice so that they can enjoy and not endure their marriage. Remember, you can support this podcast with your donations. Please visit my Patreon page at patreon.com/mymarriagepodcast. Thank you for donating and thank you for listening to this podcast. Hi and welcome to another interesting episode of My Marriage Podcast. And on today's episode, I'll be talking about how to earn trust in your marriage as a man. You know, sometimes you might be complaining that your wife doesn't trust you, but then you need to look deep inside yourself. Women naturally love to trust their spouse. So if you're complaining that your spouse is not trusting you, then you need to search within yourself to look at your actions and look at what you're doing and, you know, try to see where you are getting it all wrong. Truly, no relationship can really work well without trust. In fact, regardless of what kind of relationship it is, trust is very important. And, you know, for your spouse to trust you, you need to earn that trust. The fact that both of you are married does not mean that automatically, you know, your wife will continue to trust you. So you need to make it easy for her to trust you. The moment a woman cannot trust you, I tell you, the relationship will go sour. And so you need to put in the work to make it possible for your spouse to trust you. And this starts by what you do. First, do you keep to your words? Do you say one thing and then she discovers another thing? Trust is very important in your relationship. So you need to learn to be a man of your word. You need to be very honest. If your wife ever discovers that you are always lying to her, I tell you, it's going to be very difficult for her to trust you. And once there's no trust in your marriage, I tell you, it's just a matter of time before your marriage will collapse. So you need to be a man of your word. When you say you're going to do something, ensure that you do it. When you say this is what you're doing, ensure that is exactly what you're doing. Don't lie. Try to be as honest as possible with your spouse. You know, you should be as naked as possible to your spouse. When I say being naked, it means being completely open. That is why both of you have become one flesh and no more two. And as one flesh, it means both of you are the same. And as such, there is no need for you to hide anything from your spouse, regardless of how bitter that truth may be. Say it. That is the only way you can earn the trust of your wife. You might be complaining your wife is monitoring you. That is because of your action. If you're a honest person, I tell you, she will have no reason to monitor you. So you need to build that trust in your marriage by being a very honest individual. This takes a lot of effort. If you are always hiding your phone, in fact, if your phone has a password and your wife does not know what this password is, it means there's something that you're hiding. If you are not hiding anything, There is no reason why your wife should not know your password. In fact, there is no reason why your wife should not have access to your phone if you don't have anything to hide. But when you have something to hide, you start putting a password on your phone, your wife does not know your password, you don't even want her to touch your phone, then there is no way there can be trust in your marriage. If you are hiding your social media activities from her, there is no way she can trust you. And this will force her to start monitoring you. So when you see couples that, you know, they have peace of mind, the wife does not monitor the man, the wife trusts the man 100%. It is not a miracle. It is not by chance. It only means the man has put in enough work to earn the trust of the wife. And so if you want the same, you need to put in enough work to make it easy for your wife to trust you. Trust is not an automatic thing. You need to earn it. If you are so dishonest, there's no way your wife is going to trust you. And there's no way you're going to have a happy relationship. There's no way your relationship is going to be beautiful. Trust is very important. It is an essential ingredient in any relationship. So you need to be as open as a book to your wife. It is very important. Be honest with her. Don't hide your social media activities from her. Don't hide your phone. Don't hide your email. She should be able to have access to all this because you and her have become one flesh. The Bible says the man will leave his father and his mother and he will stick to his wife and they will become one flesh. So both of you have become one flesh. She is the number one person in your life. She is the most important person in your life, your wife. She comes first before any other person. She is now you. Both of you have become one flesh. And so just the way you cannot hide those things from yourself, you should not hide anything from her. You should be as plain as possible. When you do this, you will earn her trust. She will trust you 100%. She will have no reason to monitor you. She will have no reason not to trust you. Trust is very important. In fact, without trust in a relationship, there is no need for their relationship to exist. Once there is no trust in your marriage, honestly, both of you have no business remaining in that marriage. So if you want your wife to trust you, you need to put in the work. It is very important. A lot of men don't realize this. It is important and it is your action. Your action speaks louder than your words. So regardless of what you're saying, it is your action that matters most. If you're telling your wife that you're going to a meeting and she discovers that you were not at any meeting, there is no way she's going to trust you. Next time you tell her you're going to a meeting, even if actually you're going to a meeting, she wouldn't believe you because you have lied to her before. So if you want her to continuously trust you, you need to be a man of your word. You shouldn't say one thing and do another. You need to be very open with her. In fact, even when you know that thing is, you know, you've done something wrong, be open. Talk about it. It makes it easier for her to forgive you, and at the end of the day, you will earn her trust. For instance, let's assume you fall into temptation that you cheated on her. Do you know it's going to be easier for her to forgive you if you come and tell her than for her to find out? If you tell her and you are remorseful and genuine, she's going to forgive you and you're still going to earn her trust. Because she will feel for you to even come and tell her. But if she on her own discover that you've cheated on her, it's going to be very difficult for her to forgive you. And you might never earn her trust again. So what I'm trying to say basically is, regardless of how bitter that truth may be, learn to always be a man of your word. Learn to always say the truth all the time. Learn not to hide anything from her. Don't hide your phone password from her. Don't hide your email from her. Don't hide your social media password from her. But by hiding all those things, it means your ways are not pure. Because if your ways are pure, if you have nothing to hide, why will you then be keeping all those things away from her? Because she is part of you. Both of you are the same. So if you must earn that trust, you must realize the importance of being very honest with her. You must realize the importance of saying the truth all the time. Let her know you to be a man of your word. She will trust you. She will not have any reason to monitor you. You know, and she will be happy with you. There's nothing that makes a woman happy like having a man she can trust. She will be very happy. She will experience peace. She will have peace of mind. But if you're not a man she can trust, regardless of what you do, get her all the gifts in the world, she's not going to be happy with you. And I tell you, that relationship is not going to last. It's only a matter of time. The moment she sees someone else better than you, she might leave the relationship. So you must learn to earn her trust. Be a man of your words. Don't hide anything. She's part of you. Don't hide anything from her. Be as open as possible. It will make it easier for you to earn her trust, and both of you will have a happy marriage. So, going forward from today, be a honest person. Be truthful. Don't lie. Lying is not worth it. Why do you have to lie? In fact, when you lie to her, it means you don't value her. It means you take her for granted. It means she's worth nothing to you. That is the only reason why you're going to lie to your wife. That is the only reason why you're going to lie to your better half. Because you don't value her. Because you take her for granted. Because she's worth nothing to you. Because she means nothing at all to you. If she means the whole world to you, if you truly love her, you deeply and sincerely love her, I tell you, you will never want to lie to her. You will never want to hide anything from her. Because you know she deserves to know everything about your life. She deserves to know everything that is going on in your life. So learn to be a man of your word. Never give the devil a chance to use you by lying or by hiding anything from her. She should know everything going on in your life. Don't hide your social media activities. You know, because a lot of men today get involved in a lot of wrong things on social media. You know, you start chasing girls, they're sending nude pictures, you're going to online dating platform, chatting with girls, doing all sorts of terrible things, and then you begin to hide it because you know that when she finds out, there's going to be a problem in your marriage. So if you know that what you're doing is wrong, why do it in the first place? Why do you have to do it in the first place when you know that what you're doing is wrong? When you know that you wouldn't like your wife to know what you're doing, whatever you know that you will not like your wife to see, obviously you know that thing is wrong, so you shouldn't be involved in it. So if you want to be plain and earn her trust, then do the right thing. Live a decent life, live a pure life, live a life that you'll be proud of, live a life that, you know, you can show her what is going on in your life. So when you do this as a man, you're going to earn the trust of your wife, and you're going to be a happy man, because when your wife is happy with you, you're going to have peace of mind, and you yourself, you're going to experience peace in your marriage. Thank you for listening to my marriage podcast. Help me to continue to share this message of hope with those all over the world by visiting patreon.com/mymarriagepodcast to give a gift today. Thanks so much for listening to today's message. I hope you subscribe so you can receive the latest podcast to keep you inspired all through the week. I'm praying for you. I know God's best is still ahead. I will see you next time.